Winter has arrived. The wind is starting to pick up, and the days are gray and short. Every winter, I remember a night so long ago when I was very young. It was bitter cold. The days of dark clouds, spitting rain and snow had finally cleared to reveal sparkling sun and blue sky. My father was the head shepherd of our large flock of sheep. His helpers were spread out in the fields that night, keeping watch over their share of the flock. My brothers and sisters were there too. The whole family had turned out to herd the sheep to good feeding fields to keep an eye out for the wolves and the fox and the human thieves too. Even our mother had come out that night. She said that she just had a feeling that that's where she should be. She should be with us. So she banked the home fires, and she brought out some extra blankets to ward off the chill. It was good to be together as a family. Being part of a shepherd's family was a tough life. We had to be up before dawn every morning to move the sheep again, to check on the sick ones, and to make sure that no lambs had gone off to explore on their own and had fallen into a hole. If we didn't have those sheep and those lambs, then we would have had nothing. Shepherds were pretty low in society back then. Our neighbors would say that they despised us. They thought we were dirty. We were thieves, and we were dishonest. I mean, people would buy our sheep and our lambs, but no way would they visit us. No way would they hang out in the town square with us. Mainly, the other kids would call us names and bully us and even throw garbage at us or rocks if they were bored. So my brothers and sisters and I, we kept ourselves. Our father and our mother were fine and loving parents. It's just the way it was. My grandfather was a shepherd, and his father was a shepherd before him, and on and on, and I was proud of that. Well, that night, all of us kids nestled as close to our mother as we could so that we could all share our warmth. And we fell asleep looking at the stars, so bright, so vast, spreading across our great outdoor ceiling everywhere we looked. At first, I thought I had a bad dream. I sat straight up, clutching my blanket, and I saw that everyone else around me was awake too, staring at the sky. I saw my father. He was afraid. I had never seen my father be afraid. Suddenly, the stars disappeared, and in their place was the biggest, brightest light I had ever seen. And there was a rush of air, not like that cold wind of winter, but there was a wind with warmth and love and sound in it. And we were not cold anymore. It was so lovely that it made me want to cry. And this was not a dream, I promise you. This was real. It really happened. Then out of the bright light and the lovely music, shapes began to appear, shimmering shapes that looked like people but not like people. The shapes had wings and faces not like our dirty faces. They glowed, and we were terrified. Father's helpers had gathered from all over the fields to join us. No one said a word, just clutched each other's hands. We couldn't move. And then one of the shimmering, shining, singing beings spoke. He knew we were terrified because the very first thing he said was, "Do not be afraid." Then he said this. He said, "I have a message for you shepherds, and for all the people from God. This is good news of great joy. Today a baby has been born in Bethlehem, the city of David. The baby is the Messiah, the Christ, the one who is coming into the world from God to save this world from death and to bring new life to everyone forever. This baby is sent from God to show you how much God loves you. Now your job is to go into the town and find that baby. You'll find him in a cave where the hotel keeper keeps his animals. The baby is in a trough where the hay is usually kept. He's wrapped in bands of cloth. Go see him and then tell everyone you know about this good news. God is free. God is on the loose. And nothing will ever be the same again. Tell everyone you know that Christ is born. The baby will be called Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. The angels, for of course that's who they were, flew up in a big cloud and disappeared. We could hear them singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace among those whom God favors." And the stars reappeared, and it was utterly silent. Wait, those whom God favors? God favors us, lowly, despised shepherds? How can that be? I thought about this as our parents gathered us and started running into town. The streets were quiet and bare, and it didn't take long for father and mother to find the cave the angel had told us about. And quietly, ever so quietly, we entered. And once I squeezed in, I saw how light that cave was. It was as light as the night had been up on our hill. And all I could see was a really tired-looking lady and a really tired-looking man. And I could see just the nose of a tiny baby. He was wrapped up tight, and he was laying in the manger. And I crept closer, past father, who was kneeling with tears streaming down his face, past the other shepherds who were transfixed with tenderness such as I had never seen. And I crept all the way to the baby. And as I leaned in to see him, I looked up and I saw my mother's face. And she smiled, a smile of love that reached all the way into my heart, all the way into my soul, into my past, into my present, into my future. And I realized then that she had been smiling all along. For she had thought, hadn't she, that she should bank the home fires and join us in the fields, for she had a feeling that she needed to be with us. That's the thing I'm remembering this cold winter night. My mother's smile, the smile of love, reflected from that other mother, from that father, and from that child, the smile of God. Amen.